let's say we go out on a date.
Ooh, date night. I'll change my bra.
Dating sucks.
So what? How did the date go last night?
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Were you wine-dined and left behind?
Well, it's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
This morning, we're going to try and get to the bottom of things, try to find out what happened between Olivia and Thomas. And we're going to start with Thomas. How you doing, Thomas? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
So you had you'd called our after the show hotline, let us know about you and Olivia. You'd been out twice, is that right? Tell us about your date. Yeah. Okay. Tell us about your dates. How it's gone, or and how you remember it anyway.
Yeah, we went out twice, and both of them went really, really great. First date, we went out to dinner and drinks, and then we fooled around a little bit at her place.
Okay.
No, that's good.
That's good.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a great start. And then our second date, it was a few nights later, more of the same, dinner, drinks with some friends, and we ended up at my place and fooled around a little bit as well.
Oh. So far, so good.
Yeah.
You're two for two.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it seems
all
good.
This
okay.
Fooling
yeah,
around.
It seemed like there'd be, it seemed like there'd be more on the horizon, but nothing. She's left me totally in the dark. I've called, texted, DM'd, nothing. I haven't heard a thing from her, and I don't know what's up with that. Like, the physical chemistry was really good. We definitely had it. And I thought we connected in all the other ways as well. It just doesn't add up to me, you know? Like, we had a fun time together, a couple of great makeout sessions.
Makeout sessions.
This just disappearing thing just still blows my mind.
Especially after two dates like this, where you end up at each other's place making out. Good job.
By the way, when did private message, PM, become DM, direct message?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Okay.
Twitter, I hear it on there, too.
Okay.
So. Okay. All right. Well, we got that out of the way. So we get Olivia's side of things now. Hi, Olivia.
Hi. How are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, thanks for agreeing to come on and explain what's going on here, because you were listening in. You heard Thomas. Mm-hmm. He said you'd been out a couple of times.
Yeah. Everything was great. Yeah. Everything's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything was good. You had dinner, some drinks.
You fooled around.
Yeah.
No, for my mother here, we did not fool around. We just kissed.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
But still, that sounds good and positive and fun to us. And
yeah, it certainly sounds like there was a connection. You guys had some chemistry.
There was, up until one point.
Oh boy.
It's always one point, isn't it? All right,
okay.
So what happened?
Well, we were at his apartment, and we were, making out. And he excused himself. He had to go to the bathroom or do whatever. So he hands me the remote. He said, here, change the channel. So I hit the DVR button by mistake or whatever, because I'm not really into television.
Okay.
And his whole lineup of shows was cartoons. Like Family Guy, SpongeBob, South Park. I mean, as I scroll, I mean, I'm not snooping, but I'm like, you have to be kidding. So
really, every show?
Every show he saved was a cartoon. I mean, come on. I get it, like the South Park and the Family Guy, that has to have the adult humor. I get it. But it's still a cartoon. I mean, and SpongeBob, I mean, my little niece and nephew watch that.
And
I mean,
then, that's questionable. Like, I don't,
I mean, he's a grown man. I mean, I can't see myself, like, hanging out with him on a Friday night. Hey, let's watch what's on SpongeBob. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, now,
does sound a little funny.
It is.
Yes, it does.
Is very odd. But if you hadn't seen this, I mean, did he have like a sophomoric sense of humor, or was there, did his poor choices in television programming kind of bleed into his personality?
And you know what? I don't want to sound like a selfish biatch, but it was, he's nice. I mean, other than that, I mean, that just totally turned my stomach.
Okay, so
is he like a child? I mean, I don't need to, like, you know, settle down with someone and have him as a child included. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm. Thomas, she thinks you're not grown up enough.
This is the most ridiculous reason I've ever heard in my life. Like, who cares what I watch? First off, those shows are really funny. South Park is better than any non-cartoon, as you call it. It's an animated series. It's not a cartoon. And it's way smarter and better than any other show that's on the air.
You see what I'm saying, people? Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah?
And these are just shows I watch to veg out after a day at work. It's just something to laugh at. Like,
do you ever watch adult shows, or is it all Cartoon World?
Animated programming.
Animated series.
Program, you're right. I apologize. Animated adult program.
You think I'm childish for watching these shows? I think it's childish you ghost a guy over something like this. That's the real childish move.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just disagree. I just think, I mean, you need to grow up a little and watch some other stuff than animated stuff. I mean, come on. Call me judgmental. That just turned me totally off.
Okay. Thomas, she did ask, do you watch anything? We're curious, too. Did you watch?
And he won't give you an answer.
Do you watch anything other than animated
programming series?
Yes. Do you watch anything else?
No, I deal with real people all day. I need a break from it when I get home.
Well, that's a fairly good argument.
That is
actually
a really good answer. That is really good.
Really? Oh, dear God.
Well, you know, I will applaud you for this, Olivia. At least you're being honest about something that will become a thing. I mean, if you guys can't even sit and enjoy some television together, eventually in life, this may become a thing. I mean,
I could never go to the movies with him. He'd want to go see a Pixar movie all the time. I ain't going.
Jeez.
Well, now, some of the Pixar programs.
I mean, they're great. Don't
good.
Get me
yeah.
wrong, but every single time I'll be bringing them juice boxes and a box of fishies. I ain't going.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You know, I know you guys are going to get to the part where you ask about if we want a second date, but now I'm going with no.
Thomas, she's
going to judge me on what's on my DVR. I can only imagine whatever kind of ridiculous crap she'd judge me on.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
I can only imagine it's pajamas, people. I can only imagine it's pajamas.
Right, like wait until she sees all your sugar cereal in the pantry.
Hey, hold on. I like Thomas. I love his side.
No, I don't really want to go on another date.
Okay. Well, I think
we've gotten to that point.
Yeah,
look,
quite obvious.
I'm actually amazed you both made it through a couple makeout sessions.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't seem to get along at all here, but
yeah, I'm a little surprised that
I could never kiss him again. I'd hear the Bugs Bunny theme going in my head.
Oh boy.
That's all, folks.
Oh my God, I'm dying here.
But Thomas, how great is this third season of Rick and Morty?
So good, oh dude, so good.
Oh, dear God.
Thank you to both of you.
Yeah,
for
and you know
on.
What, Thomas? Here's your hope is that Kurt found someone in life who accepts his childish behavior.
I'm going to go friend Thomas right now.
All right, so there's someone for everybody. Thanks, you guys, for agreeing
for
to come
sharing,
on.
Yeah, you what happened. We now know. Thomas, you know, right?
I know.
You know what, Thomas? You should go to a comic book store. I bet you'd find someone there for you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's okay. Called Comic-Con, okay?
See, I wouldn't know that. Thank you.
Okay.
You guys take care.
We
appreciate you being on, and we know
good
what
luck.
Happened. I think we know
that's
what
right.
happened.
Yes,
take care.
Do.
Good luck to both of you. Bye.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.